Mill Creek City Council to order, and we'll begin with the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ellen Wolfhoff?
Here.
Here.
Mayor Protem Wolfhoff?
Here.
Councilor Kelly?
Here.
Councilor McElroy?
Here.
Councilor Todd?
Here.
Councilor Todd?
Here.
Okay, next up is audience communication. This can be anything on the agenda, off the agenda, anything you want to talk to the council about tonight. And first up is Karen Brandt. Welcome, Karen.
Karen Brandon, 15907 24th Court Southeast, Mill Creek. So I just want to compliment you on the front page of the Herald last week, where we have another article about a pattern of resignations. And Mayor Pruitt, I would like to ask you, not right now, but in private when we can talk, you said that if you discuss the matter publicly, that you would be doing a disservice to the people that you represent, and I'd like to know how you would be doing a disservice to me. Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else tonight? Going once? Twice? Okay. Kelly, can we go ahead and begin with the interviews? I mean, I know that we're still in a special meeting, but Shane, is that okay?
I think so. I think we noticed that we're doing these interviews.
Okay, and you said that Mr. Carlson will be at the end of the other conflict?
Yeah, we'll be moving to 7:30, so we can start with Will Wilson.
Okay, Will. And then if we can ask any other candidates to leave the room, please.
You can go to the table.
If you would like, yeah.
I think it's better. This looks like the Spanish Inquisition. I agree.
Moving? Grab your water or whatever. Where's the hot seat?
Would you like to interview? It's been more than 10 years. You can come back and try it, thank you.
No, it's okay. I'm good.
There's only six of us. Fit on this.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kelly, my understanding is what we're going to do is we're going to give them 5 minutes to do an introduction or talk to us. Are you picking the volume up?
Yep.
Okay, so.
I think the mic over just to the audience
here. Always complaining. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. They've all been briefed, but they have a 5-minute introduction and then 10-minute follow-up questions.
Okay. So send in Will.
Welcome.
Yeah, hi.
First time we've seen you here for a while.
Yeah, 7 days. Can I start?
Yeah.
Well, first, I hadn't anticipated that our applications would be front page fodder for the local news media. So I was thinking about maybe sending them a bill for the free copy they got under the Open Records Act, if you don't mind. Anyway, I'm known to all of you having attended the council meetings for the last 4 years. And so what you see is what you get. A couple of you only know me for about a year, but that's probably long enough. For the most part, I'm up to speed on all the issues facing the council. So if I'm appointed, there's no startup time, there's no learning curve, we're set to go. And while my views and opinions may be well known, that does not mean I'm not open to compromise on any given issue. And I think that by not opposing the justice tax a couple of years ago that the last council wanted to implement speaks to that. One factor that I think I can bring to the council that is beneficial is the fact that I can easily look at both sides of an issue. The downside of that is that sometimes it makes making a decision a little more difficult. On the other hand, if there's a lot of taxes involved, it makes my decision a little bit easier. One item that needs to be addressed is, if I'm appointed, is my frequent missives to the local news media. Should I be appointed, those will have to stop. I don't think it would be appropriate for a council person to be sending missives like I do to the local news media. Not appropriate at all. And the final item I have is that if appointed, would I run for the office in the fall? And I flat don't have an answer for you. All I can say is that here I sit enjoying all this fun. And that's all I got. You got about 12 minutes.
Okay, Mike, do you want to start?
Oh, sure. I didn't know I was going to be first. Let me see. Tell me about your experience on boards or commissions or this kind of body, and what role did you play or what impact did you have?
There are none.
I guess that's my answer. Okay.
Yep.
Brian?
Why did you want to throw your name in the hat?
I thought I had the most to offer of all the candidates who applied, considering that I've been hanging out here for 4 years, listening to the issues, trying to make my points from time to time, and trying to provide some constructive help to the council, like on the Regional Fire Service Authority. I believe that has been of some assistance, even if only for a informational standpoint. And I feel I have a lot of other experience as a facility engineer, both in civilian life and in the military, that would be a benefit to the council, at least from a talking standpoint.
Don, go ahead.
Hello. You just touched on it, and I think you've been very public with your opposition to taxes. Do you feel, if you were appointed, that you would be able to look for the good of the city and not for Will Nelson personally? Because I know you have personal issues in your mind with taxation through the city.
Yes, I do. However, I can point out that I did not oppose the justice tax that the last council implemented. And while I wasn't happy with the council adding FTEs 6 months later, I did not oppose that. I think tax increases are appropriate at times and necessary at times. You have the never-ending battle of inflation to contend with. And I don't think I've spoken once, maybe once I did, when Bart was still on the board, he was his first, one of the first council meetings. And I did protest the levy increase. I think it was 1% at that time. I thought we could get by without having it. However, time has shown that we couldn't have gotten by without it. So, no, I'm not opposed to some of that. It's necessary. You can't be giving out 3% pay raises to the unions and other similar increases in materials and fees and expenses and expect to get by on virtually no tax increases at all.
So how do you feel about utility taxes or a new tax on utilities?
With strong justification, maybe a little bit. But boy, once you open that door, then I think it's held, I won't use that term, it's wide open, so I would be reluctant, but if there was very strong justification, maybe. No guarantees.
Okay.
I'd have to look at what you want the money for, or we want the money for, or whatever the case may be.
Okay. Sean?
Will, you've already answered one of my questions. Thanks. That was
good.
Did you plan on running? So I had to quickly formulate another one here while you were talking, and I came up with three, but I'll just ask you one of them. How do you feel the council has worked together as a team within the last year or so, and with the city staff, and what can you do to help enhance relationships among us and among our staff?
Well, I think the council's worked pretty good in the last year. Of course, you have a new majority of a different bent, which I favor. And actually, I thought the last council worked together pretty good with their majority. Interesting point, in the past, I haven't really had a problem with any of the council members, regardless of political persuasion. I think some have come and gone of their own volition and their own missteps, so to speak. Improve things with the staff. As I said before, I think that my experience with facility engineering would help the council, help it make more informed decisions. I would not want to step on the toes of any of your staff in that regard. Some of my information is a bit antiquated, but some is not. Water lines design have stayed the same. Sewer line designs have stayed the same since I first did one. Road paving hasn't changed much in years. I think that would be helpful to both sides.
Mark?
Any criticism for our council, anything you've seen us do that you'd like to see us done differently, it would be viewed as constructive.
Make decisions faster. Talk less. Use fewer talking points. I think that was one of the things Bart mentioned from time to time in the last council. I think Bart would say, and moving on. Anyway, I think that's, I don't have any severe criticisms. I didn't really have any severe criticisms of any council in the last 4 years, other than.
All the good questions were taken. I had
to punt. No, actually, I thought that was a good one. I thought that, of course, I'm used to working in private industry where, as a project manager or some small engineering group or design team, we can make decisions rather quickly, rather fast. If I'm working by myself, it's just me. When you're sitting together in a public forum and spending taxpayer money, and you're having to deal with various factions, like people like me or somebody else who can get up there and speak without any restrictions whatsoever and speak on anything they want whatsoever. But when you get up sitting up here, then it's a whole other world, just like when I was in the military. When I was enlisted in the military, I could grumble with the best of them. But when I became an officer and had to take command, then it's another whole new world. Many times people don't realize what you're going through, what you're thinking, what the decision process is, and they may not like it, and they may like it, but when you're in command and you have been elected or you've been appointed to command, you have decisions to make and you have to make them sometimes, and they're not popular at all.
Okay, Mike, anything else?
Look at it, Kelly, we don't have a signal for time. Are we close or we have
10 minutes?
You
said 10 minutes
total. 10 minutes total?
37 after.
Well, I got another question for you.
Can you tell us when there's a minute to go so we can give him a closing?
Good. Okay, thanks. So you're not off easy yet. Tell us about your experience with budgets and financial statements and what you view your role as a council member is with respect to city finances.
You know, my experience with budgets and financial statements on the municipal level is only what I've seen here in this council. Other than reviewing financial statements for my own personal stock purchases, balance sheets, and that type of stuff, personal finance, that about compromise, that's about it.
Thanks.
The
role.
Hmm?
Your role as a council member with respect to city finances, what do you think your role is when you're sitting in one of these seats?
Well, to balance out the needs of the city and the needs of the people. It can be quite complicated at times. I sit at my breakfast window every morning and watch all these young mothers traipsing off to the elementary school there with their little kids, sometimes two or three of them. And them little rascals cost money. You know, new pair of tennis shoes every 3 or 4 months and so on. And I have a hard time justifying taking money from them to justify a senior center, if you want to be on a specific example. Active role as a council member on finances is exercising fiduciary responsibility and making sure the money is spent wisely. Somebody makes a proposal to evaluate the worth of that proposal, evaluate its cost. Is it going to benefit the majority of the people in the city, or is it going to benefit just a small group? Yeah, I would prefer the majority be benefited rather than just some small subset of people, for the most part.
Thanks.
Brian?
Still have time, Kelly? Okay.
So just
go ahead.
If we're wanting to target like sort of similar questions for each one, we should probably stick to about where we're at and then just give them an opportunity to close. Because some members are going to take a lot more. We're going to get one answer out of somebody, and just a thought.
That's probably a good point.
Unless there's a question that needs to be asked.
I just have one more. What is it, if you were on the council, what is it that you want to do? I mean, it's a lot of work. And what is it that you want to accomplish?
What I'd like to accomplish within this year, if I get appointed to the council, is first, as Sean has mentioned, resolve the fire service contract issue. That needs to be done before you can really do anything else, as he says. Then I'd like to see us make decisions on, and quickly, on the other major issues, and that being what we're going to do about space for staff, and how that's going to be accomplished, how much it's going to cost, where we're going to get the money to do it. There's interplays there with what the police need and what they may want and what they may desire. There's a lot of people out there who would like to spend a lot of our money on various projects. I think you need to be very careful on what you're going to be asking the taxpayers for money for. My experience has been over the last few years that if everybody got everything they wanted, I think my property taxes, instead of being about $4,000 a year, would probably be about $6,000 if everybody got everything they wanted.
We're at 1 minute
left. So, do you have any closing remarks?
Nope.
I have one question for
yeah.
you.
Go ahead.
Do you think that we have a good form of government in the city of Mill Creek? With the form of government we have? City manager?
Yeah, I'm used to this. Kind of in relation to one of the earlier questions you asked. Since I have no life, I have been hanged out at the Bellevue City Council for quite a few years too, watching that go on and change. And in fact, Bellevue, about 82 or 83, had the same political shift that we had here last year. And it's quite profound and lasted a long time. And again, what was the question?
Do you like the form of government?
Oh, yeah. I'm quite used to it from Bellevue.
Not like strong mayor elected mayor type of thing. You think this is an okay form?
Yeah, I think it's, after watching golf in Lingwood, I'm not too sure I'm capable of being a strong government.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. And they know that they're welcome to stay after. Okay, so next up is Zach.
I'll look at Zach. I think he's ready to go. And Mr. Martin is scheduled for 6:30 and has requested that he stay at 6:30. So I just want to make that note now that you may have a little time in between unless you decide to take somebody in between.
Oh.
I think that makes sense. If somebody was planning on a certain time, I'm fine with them, well, it's not jumping them forward, but if somebody after them says, I want to go ahead, I'd be happy to have them jump ahead, too. Would that be okay? You know, if somebody says, hey, I was proposing, if somebody says, yeah, I want to go before my appointed time, that's fair. If they were planning to have an audience here or something, that's fine. But if somebody behind them wants to jump ahead or is willing to, I think that keeps it moving. That'd be fine with me. If that's fine with other council members,
sure,
too.
As long as we get them all interviewed, I don't care how we do it.
Yeah, but I want to force somebody to go.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Air goes to them. The tie goes to them.
The tie goes to the runner or something? Yeah, what is that? Yeah.
I'm going to try to get another mic. They're having problems hearing in the back.
Oh. It sounds like that one's picking up pretty well. Is it too far away?
For the first 5 minutes, do you mind if I'm at the podium? Because I was hoping to address
to the council. Yeah. If you want to do your opening, I don't have any problem with that.
No.
Let's see if that helps.
I'm probably going to cause a wreck of technical difficulties by the switch. I'm sorry. Let me know when I'm on the board.
Yep,
ready. Sure. Okay.
Kelly's doing the timer.
I prepped a little thing to say, and I wanted to start by saying thank you for allowing me the time to come and meet with you tonight and discuss with the council the vision that's going to be molded and melded here and for the next couple of minutes and discussing with various candidates, and I'm really excited to be a part of the discussion in the first place. I want to make clear, though, just what a remarkable honor it is to be in this consideration with such awesome fellow Mill Creekers, and there's really no other way to put it than they're awesome, so thank you. I also realize that I'm in the middle of the pack here. I'm number two now out of five more you're going to have to hear, so I understand it's going to be pretty difficult to remember all that we have to say, so I hope to narrow down my message so that it really makes sense why I'm here, why I'm running, and why I want to be working with you over the next year on that term. And it's pretty clear that I don't look like the typical candidate, and I'm not the typical candidate, so I don't expect to be, I don't want to be, but I also don't plan to be flashy to try and get your attention tonight. I just hope that I can have a great conversation with you all and can gain the ear of all of you, and hopefully the decision is easy at the end of the night. I wanted to also bring up that I not to be flashy, but I'm not exaggerating when I say I do bring with me a wide variety of experiences and thoughts and opinions that can't be found currently on this council or within this pool of candidates. It's a really big diversity factor to have me in this pool with where I'm coming from and the real ideas that are going to be coming my way. I really think that it's an excellent opportunity to exercise a fresh beginning for the city and to allow for the city to get a new candidate and a new face and a breath of fresh air from someone who is got plenty of fresh air to give, and I'm hoping to bring that into the council. I really do love serving this community. I love this community to death. I love these people. I love all of my neighbors. I love Mill Creek. And I really find it unique how, at its very root, the act of service, it doesn't recognize what you look like, your age, how you sound, where you've come from. it only really concerns itself with the job you do. Service only cares if you're there and if you're doing something for it, if you're getting the job done. And I think that through the record I've produced, I've served this community, and I've been at the events that bring this community together. I've helped plan those events. I've been involved at every bridge I could possibly be involved in. And it's because I love this city and nothing less. And I want to take every opportunity I can take to be a part of this process and this solution and to work with these great people and with you and with the excellent staff that we have here. I'm running off, way off what my prepared speech was, so if it doesn't sound as great as it should, it's because I didn't stick to it, so I apologize for that. But
we don't know what you wrote, so we're okay.
I shouldn't have brought that up then. Wow, jeez. Okay. Well, getting back on track, I really want to point out as well that this is such a difficult decision, and I admire you for having to make one at the end of the night. You're asked right now to speak for the voters of Mill Creek to appoint someone to fill Councilman Harmsworth's seat. And I can't claim to be his just replacement. I don't think anyone in this room can claim to be that. Those are enormous shoes to fill. And I just hope that I will be the person that strives every day. I know I will be the person that strives every day to earn the respect that is deserved from a council member and to uphold that level of dignity that needs to be demonstrated at every single moment, and being a person that holds his heads up high and says, I'm from Mill Creek, I'm a councilman of Mill Creek, and I love this city, and I'm going to work at every single impasse I can to make it a better place and a better way of life for all of us here in Mill Creek. I went off the speech again. That's twice now. You're not docking me for going off speeches, right? Okay.
We don't know. You're good.
Okay. Well, that wasn't a consensus. That was just Mrs. Michelson. So am I? Okay. Well, I just want to say I really do love this place. I think I've said that 3 or 4 times now. I can't say it enough. I've grown up here. This is my home. I don't plan on going anywhere soon. I'm in it to win it. And I understand that this is a thankless job. I'm really prepared for this. And I realize that whoever's up there is going to be scrutinized for what they do, say, or don't. And I'm prepared for this. I understand what it takes to be in this capacity. I've served on the art board. I've served with our school district. I've served in Olympia. I know what is expected of people in your seats. And I don't shy away from that. And I just hope that I can get the opportunity to work with you, to work with the staff, and to work with the people of Mill Creek. And what an honor it is to be in this pool. So thank you. And I'm going to make my way. This is the fun part where you get to grill me.
That's right.
And we
should
begin.
Be the same as the
sure.
Okay. So you already kind of touched on it, Zach. One of my comment is about your experience with boards. You already mentioned some of the boards you're with, but tell us about the boards you've been on and what role you've played in those boards, what impact you've had being on those boards.
Well, I was appointed to the by the previous council to the Arts and Beautification Board a year and almost a year and a half ago, and a couple months after that, I was appointed the chair. I don't know why. They're crazy. They really just throw anybody up there for that, but I really went into it with a little bit of hesitation, to be honest. I've never chaired a board, let alone with me being the youngest person on that board. But we tackled the position together. Marla Nolf was the chair. She came in as the co-chair, and we just became this unstoppable team almost, and we've been working really hard. And outside of that, other leadership roles I've held, I've worked as a student representative for the Everett School District with their school board, and we've gone down to Olympia. We've worked with the governor. We've worked with several Supreme Court justices. A lot of that's coming down right now is the Cleary case and how they're going to fully fund education. That's Mark is going to have to handle that, so good luck. It's a very difficult, sticky situation, but we've tried to tackle it in those capacities, and I've thrown my voice into the ring, but it's a lot of diverse issues. So it wasn't just me; it was a teamwork mentality, teamwork effort. So I was really, even on the art board, the school board, anything that I've served in, I haven't been it. It's been a team, so working with that team's been great.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Just going in order still?
Yeah.
I'm going to cheat and ask three questions.
Go ahead.
Can you do that? Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
One, you're not, I would say, the average high schooler. You're a little bit busier than most. And so the first question is, why did you decide you wanted to take this on and throw your name in the hat to be considered? Let me just get three questions out there.
Okay.
Second question is, and I don't mean this with disrespect, but some people may view your age or inexperience as a detriment. I want you to explain and give your perspective on why you could be a benefit to the council. And then the third question is, if you were appointed, would you still announce the baseball games at Freedom Field?
I told you I retired. I retired. I'm glad you asked, though, because I've been hoping to address this, because this is my bread and butter tonight. I've sat in these council chambers for quite a while now, and I've been sitting in the audience, and I've been participating in the conversation as much as I can, respectfully. And I feel that I will continue to do so no matter what. I'll be here, and I want to be a part of the process that's helping move the city in whatever direction we so choose. As far as why I was compelled to do so, I don't know how to put it into words. It's not something where I'm trying to tout myself up. I'm not trying to pad a resume, as some others might put it. I'm really, really interested in working with all of you. I think I've demonstrated that in the past, but I'm wanting to be a part of the process that's helping move us along. And as far as how I can contribute, probably the biggest thing I have to my advantage is where I'm coming from. We have a lot of great minds on this council already, and I can't claim to be the smartest or the brightest person here, but I can say that I'm going to be the most diverse candidate that's going to offer up a non-political view of what's going on in Mill Creek. 35 is the median age for people living in Mill Creek. 35 and under makes up the majority of Mill Creek's population. And to have a representative that is coming from that area is going to be healthy to move us along. A lot of the homes, in fact, half of Mill Creek is a household with families and children. And I am very close to that route. I know what the city really wants. They want more sports fields for their kids. They want their kids to be able to get to school and not have to worry about crosswalks. And they want to be great parents in the city. And I'm very close to that. I'm very in touch with that. And I really feel that that's going to be the greatest advantage I'm going to bring to this council. It's not going to be, I'm not going to solve the budget problem the first day, but I'm definitely going to bring a viewpoint that can't be matched. And like I said, you can't already find a viewpoint like this that isn't already in the pool of candidates or isn't on this council. And I am retiring. I've retired. I can't come out of retirement. I'm sorry. big part of that, though, is I will be staying here for school. I've heard a lot of people ask that. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here. And it's a year-long appointment. I won't be going anywhere.
Okay. Hey, Zach, so mm-hmm. next year, when this position is up, if you were appointed, would you plan on running for this same position?
Yes, I would. I would, without hesitation, run for this position. I'm non-political. I really found it important that we have candidates in this position that haven't run for office before, because the voters have already spoken. And in that case, I feel like there's going to be at least one person that says, you know, I'm not so positive about this. I didn't vote for this person. I was hoping that the council would pick someone, a fresh face, and then give the public the opportunity to vote on this. We're really, really looking for somebody that's going to be a breath of fresh air to this council. We have a great opportunity where we can choose from great candidates, somebody that's going to throw out new ideas and be fearless when it comes to moving this city and the discussions that are going on in this council forward. Running for re-election is going to be a big part of that. This isn't a you know, I'd love to take it and then run. This is something that I really am invested in, and I've had a lot of people throughout the city say that they thought that they were voting tonight, and some of my neighbors said, I didn't get my ballot in the mail, and I was going to vote for you. That I had to explain to quite a few people, but I really feel confident that I'm going to hold my own in any election, and that the people of Mill Creek really do respect my candidacy, not the person I am. This is bigger than me. This is a generation that is looking for an outlet and is looking for representation, and I'm it. I don't know why I got tapped on the shoulder for this, but I did. So, yes, long story short, I will be running for re-election. After that, I do plan on serving out the remainder of this term if the city so chooses to offer it, and then I do plan to leave after a full term and after school while at the same time to go into the armed service. And I have kept this as a part of my plan for a long time, so I would have to leave you, but hopefully I'll be coming back very shortly.
1 minute warning.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, 1 minute, so I guess we're going to do the closing remarks.
Oh, I have closing remarks?
Well, you have a minute to sum up anything that you want to say to the council.
Sure, yeah. I know this isn't what was expected out of a pool of candidates, and usually you get some older folks, and I hope that doesn't deter you from this. I really am invested in the city. You've seen me here, and I'm not asking to prop myself up. I'm asking for the opportunity to work with you. I really do want to work with you. I don't think that I'm extremely radical on any side of things. I'm non-political. I'm just a community member that wants to be involved, and we've got a lot of big decisions coming down through the pipe. I'm going to have to look on a lot of you guys for some thoughts and opinions before I make my own. I'm not going into this with preset agendas or ideas. I do have things that I'd love to see happen in this city, but I don't have anything that I've marked in my head as what I'm going to fight for. I want to work with what we've got with council and go from there. I really, really can't stress enough.
Okay, fine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks.
Okay, so Herbie wants to wait until 6:30, which was his scheduled time. Is Michelle here?
Possibly have her here.
What?
I can check the
situation. Yeah, if she's here, that would be great.
If she's okay, come in.
If she's willing to.
Yeah.
If she's not willing to go, then you'll just wait.
Mm-hmm. Give me an opportunity, but if...
Because we got ahead, just done a switch, right?
And then Herbie needed to, yeah.
Which is okay. Just thought hopefully...
Cavallari.
Okay. So should we take a break?
Since you're out of the special meeting, oh, you could take on the consent calendar or whatever.
Ah.
If
yes, that. If that's okay. Before
let me
just
say, Mr. Sardell's here.
Oh.
Would you like to take him?
If he's willing. Yeah, if he'd sure. like to go.
If he wants to go, yeah.
Just if he wants. I'll refresh. Thank you. Caught you by surprise. Come early, huh? Hi, Lynn.
Pretty punctual. Good evening.
Hi,
Lynn. Hi.
Hey.
Good evening.
Hi.
Right. Hello. Mike.
You ready?
Whenever you are, I'm ready.
Okay, so we're doing the 5 minute speech and then 10 minutes of questions and answers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, with a minute, we have a minute at the end for your closing remarks.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. I've been warming up in the bullpen, getting ready for this. It's exciting to be here. I look at this as a great privilege and a lot of responsibility, and in my opinion, I believe I possess the leadership skills, the skill set that the city needs that are going to create some very important decisions for the future of the city. I have invested most of my career in the public sector. I dedicated my time and effort to get involved in this city through the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for 4+ years and serving on the council for a year. I learned a lot. I thought I was very responsible. I thought I was very helpful. Didn't ruffle any feathers, didn't run my mouth. Worked well with the council and involved in the community. I really love, my wife and I love living in the city. We moved here for a lot of reasons. But I think my skill set, and I've sharpened my skills since I left the council. I have been very involved in the city of Lynnwood's financial budgeting situation. I facilitated the fiscal 15-16 budget for the city. I worked with the community, I worked with the mayor, I worked with the council and my colleagues to take a $3 million deficit and create a $1 million surplus through 6 months of hard work. I have dedicated my career to problem solving and being creative. I have an entrepreneurial mindset. I also have worked in the private sector, so I have a unique combination of a public sector mentality, but also in my department, Parks and Recreation, we are a business. And I have developed some strong business principles that we have implemented in the municipal setting. It's not easy to do that because they're so heavily regulated. But I have dedicated my career. I don't have a learning curve. I can step right in, make a difference, and get in fully engaged with the issues that are at hand. I can make an immediate impact. I believe this position demands experience and a passion to serve. You can't do this. You can't do this job. You can't take this responsibility lightly. You have to be prepared, do the work, and be ready to take your lumps, because that's what this is all about. And I've done that. I've proven it in my career, and I'm ready to do it again.
Let's go ahead and just start to. Unless, Mark, do you want to start?
Let's just keep doing the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So my question, you've already answered some of it. Tell us about your experience on boards, variety boards, and what role you played. Mark, you already mentioned some of the boards that you've done, but tell me more about the role you played in the boards.
Well, I think when I was on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for 4+ years, I brought my best ideas and my experience to help Pam and her team. Brian Davern worked for my department. We trained him well and moved him to Mill Creek. I thought I presented to Pam and to the board a lot of ideas on grants, provided them some really good ideas on capital. I was the one who brought up the fact that the field turf at the sports park needed to be on the capital list, and it wasn't on the list until I brought that up, and it was one of those moments where, whoa, you know, that's a huge expense to replace that turf. I just did my best to help Pam and stayed in touch with Pam and worked with her. I still do because I'm vested. I care about what's going on here, and I think Pam and her team do a great job for the city, and I'm always available. I've told Pam many times, I'm a phone call away when you need help. In Lynnwood, I oversee the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board and the city's Arts and Beautification Board in my department. And I also am president of the Lynnwood Parks and Recreation Foundation. That is our 501c3 fundraising arm for the department, which raises money for scholarships that go directly back into the community.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Brian?
Two questions. You've been here before. Why do you want to do it again?
And second, you know, a lot of people have asked me that.
I'm going to ask it again, give you the chance. And then the second question would be, what do you think you would bring to the council that, I guess, filling a gap that you don't think is on the council now? Is there some area in particular?
Yes. I want to serve. I want to come back and serve because I think I have the skill set, as I mentioned. I don't think that year when I was on council, I was able to really give the best of my skills. I think the financial situation the city has is my strength. I understand municipal finance. I understand processes. I understand priorities, developing a plan, strategically thinking. This city, I believe, needs someone like me to bring the best ideas forward and work through these critical issues. The city's financial plans right now, the situation the city's in, is absolutely critical to any future economic development. Any business that is looking to relocate to Mill Creek is going to want to know how the city's performing. So I think it's fundamental to have that situation in place, and that's my strength, as I just have talked about what I did in Linwood. I was chosen by the mayor to facilitate a $103 million budget because I work well with people and I get things done. And that's my skills that I bring. Plus, I work well with others. I build consensus, I'm respectful, I listen, and I did that when I was on the council for the first year I was on the council. And I'm ready to do it again because I love the city and I want to see the city move forward.
Thank you. Go ahead. Thanks. Hi, Ben.
Good evening.
Whether or not you're selected this evening, would you plan on throwing a hat in the ring again next year?
If my wife, Linda, yes, I am totally committed to serving, yes, in some way, some form.
Last question. You work for a city that has a different form of government than we do.
Yes.
How do you have a preference? Do you think our form of government is good? Do you think
I've worked in both. Uh-huh. I've served under a city manager form of government in Florida, where I worked for the city of Largo. Uh-huh. And I work for a strong mayor form in London. Mm-hmm. There is advantages and disadvantages to both. I don't think there's any perfect form. I think a lot depends on the policymakers and the ability to work as a team. That to me is the absolute reason things get done. You have to be able to compromise, work through the issues, vet the issues, and be willing to really be open-minded and think through things, because I think that's how you get things done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How do you feel about utility taxes?
Utility taxes are one revenue stream, one revenue source. Before I would even venture about talking about revenue ideas, I think the city needs to further examine its efficiencies, look at the ways it provides service levels and services. One of the things that, if I'm appointed to the council, I will recommend to the council and to the city manager is to get involved with the state auditor's office in lean training. I am an advocate of lean because lean training, it's a free service, by the way, by the auditor's office. It's through their performance management division. They have trainers. This program builds capacity with employees. It's not designed to eliminate jobs. It's designed to make employees more efficient and effective. And I think before you even talk about revenue ideas, you need to make sure that the efficiencies are in place, because then you can have the conversation on revenues.
Okay, Sean?
Okay, thanks, Lynn. You come down a lot. We see you in the audience. You've been here for about, a year or so on serving on the council. You're still involved, and I would like to know how you feel about the working relationships that we all have as a council and our relationships with staff. And is there anything that you think that you could bring to the table that might enhance these relationships?
Well, I think that's a very good question. Thank you. I think my personality and my skills that I've learned through my career, I'm known as a problem solver, solutions oriented person, but I really work well with others. So I would do my best to develop relationships with you and to get to know you and work with you to help develop good public policy. I'm friendly, I'm approachable. I've invested in meetings here. As you mentioned, I was at the retreat in April. I think I have a very good working knowledge of the issues of the city, ready to step in and make a difference. But I enjoy working with people. That's why I'm director of Parks and Recreation. I represent the community. I'm in touch with the community. So that's my strength.
Okay. Thank you.
Mark?
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
We all like compliments, but do you have any constructive criticisms for us? Anything the council has done that you would have liked to have seen done differently?
Wow, that's a loaded question, Mark. I really think you have challenges. You have attempted to work through these challenges. You know, I think the city is in a position to really, if things do work well with the new manager, council, the staff here, there's a very good staff here. I've always been impressed with the staff. To move the city forward. I think the biggest hurdle is to start to work together more closely. I think I can provide that. I think my experience, my personality lends itself to doing that. I like to think through things and really do the data analysis, ask the right questions. I don't run my mouth, but I think you, the one thing I think needs to happen is to work closely with the new manager and develop priorities together and create a plan, create a strategic thought process on how you're going to get that done. I appreciated Mayor Pruitt's comments the other day that she had about moving the city forward. I think if that is developed, that strategy, things will happen in a positive way.
Kelly, how much time?
27
hours,
2 minutes.
Okay, we have one more quick question.
The question I have is about financial experience, so that one's not worth asking. Again, the funds rates, I've spoken to that. So if there's somebody else that had another question, I can over here.
What is it you want to accomplish on the council? I mean, it's a lot of work to get here. Sure. What is it you want to do?
Well, you have a strategic plan. I think my strength, I would love to see us as a body work together to create a vibrant community that is budgeting and moving to that strategic plan. I think that's what the community wants. You created that plan. What's the implementation strategy? How are you going to move that forward? That's your challenge. And that's where I have the strengths to make that happen.
Okay. Closing remarks? Anything you want to say? Questions we didn't ask? Something you want to add?
No. I think I've covered my strengths. I've given you an honest response. I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm ready to serve you, to serve this city, to totally dedicate myself, and work hard. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Okay. So what have we got? Okay, so Michelle's not here?
She is.
But
I can ask her.
Because Herbie's
out
there.
Herbie's
out there.
Yeah.
Okay. He's out.
He had dinner at Starbucks again, so yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Yeah. That's what he does. Yeah. He gets juice or something, then surprise, and 2 hours later.
It's coffee.
I think he wants to stay up all night, I guess.